The atmosphere, incredible. The excitement, unimaginable. The emotions, swinging with every bump, set, and spike.
And it'll be Katie Plotkin to do it. 15-14 Vikings. The serve across to Young. Above the net. Shout. Picked up. Saved by Northwest. They play on. Davidson sets to the outside. Here's the attack. Blocked! And Northwest is your state champ!
Nebraska State Volleyball Tournament action is on the air.
St. Cecilia right side attack. Dumped out of good by Carly Wright. And St. Cecilia will take game number two.
Let's take you live to Grand Island for the call of today's game.
And good afternoon, along with studio engineer Brad Beam, Larry Kottner, courtside at Grand Island Senior High for the second semifinal of Class D2. It is the top seed, the undefeated Bertrand Lady Vikings, 32-0 against the 25-6 Lady Broncos of Stewart. Stewart, the number five seed coming into this tournament. Well, this match is going to have a long way to go to try to top the one that we just saw, a five-set dandy that was won by Giltner, 15-12 in the fifth and final set. Welcome to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get you ready for this second D2 state semifinal. The winner will play Giltner for the state championship tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. And then the loser of this contest will face off against Sterling at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon back here at Grand Island Senior High. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors, Stewart. They'll go this way, 5'7" outside hitter, a freshman, Harley Fisher. Haley Paxton, 5'8" sophomore, she is the middle hitter. Brittany Hansley, she's an outside hitter, 5'6" junior. Monique Schaefer, 5'6" sophomore, and an outside hitter. Jaden Schaefer is the center, 5'4" and a sophomore. And Courtney Coons, a 5'10" junior, the middle hitter. The only senior in the starting lineup for the Stewart Lady Broncos team is Samantha Sadler. She is the libero, 5'5" tall. The head coach is Stacy Dexter. The assistant coach, Erica Goodner. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups for the home team. Bertrand, they'll go this way. It will be Molly Capps, 5'9" sophomore, middle hitter, right side hitter. Kate Chesterman, 5'9" middle hitter. She is a senior. Maddie Peterson, 5'8" senior and an outside hitter. Haley Donnell, 5'9" sophomore, middle hitter, right hitter. The center is 5'8" senior, Brittany Shipp. Now the sixth starter will depend on whether they serve or receive. If it's Bertrand serving, it'll be Jaden High, 5'6" junior outside hitter. If they are on the serve receive, it'll be Savannah High, 5'8" middle hitter and a senior. The libero for Bertrand is Allie Mason, 5'4" senior. The head coach is Lisa Mason, and she is assisted by Kevin Levine. We'll take a 30. Let's check that. A 60-second timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show from Grand Island right after this on 94.5 The Breeze.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The First State Bank in Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank in Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank in Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank in Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Grand Island Senior High School. Let's wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get you ready for Class D2 state semifinal volleyball from Grand Island Senior High. It is Bertrand. They have just rolled through everyone this year, 32-0, have lost only six sets all season long, no more than one in a match, of course. Otherwise, they could actually win some 3-2, but they haven't even done that. They've either won 3-1, 2-1, or they have shut out their opponents in sets. They have been a strong team here throughout the year. Stewart is 25-6, but don't let those six losses fool you. They play some tough competition up there in the northern part of the state, including O'Neill St. Mary's, who will be playing here at 6:30 tonight in D1. Chambers Wheeler Central, who beat them a couple of times. They played in the D1 state first round yesterday before getting beat out, and they've come back and beaten O'Neill St. Mary's. That's the only team that has beaten the Cardinals of St. Mary's this season. So this Stewart team is for real. They swept Falls City Sacred Heart, team that always has some pretty good tradition. And this is a very young team for Stewart. They will go right to left. They're dressed in their white uniforms with the maroon trim. Bertrand in their blue uniforms going left to right. And the libero, of course, in the white uniform, the white trim for the Bertrand uniforms. Left to right, Bertrand. Right to left, Stewart. Good to have you along here on the Breeze. That wraps up the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get you ready now for D2 state semifinal action here on the Breeze, 94.5. The service, a good one. The setup for Molly Capps down the line is too strong, and the point will go to Stewart. They lead it here early, 1-0. At the service line is Jaden Schaefer. Sends it across. Dug out by Peterson. Tipped over by Capps, and she'll get the dink to go. So Molly Capps gets Bertrand on the board, and we're tied at one apiece. Back to the service line. Jaden High for the Lady Vikings. To the back row. Dug out by the libero. Sent across by Hanslick. And the quick hit the other direction for the kill. It is Kate Chesterman. Pardon me, we didn't have much of a break in between, so I didn't have very much time to prepare for Stewart's lineup. On the attack, the kill, blocked back. In there to get the block is Chesterman on the attack by Fisher. 3-1, Bertrand. Service, a good one for Jaden High. Back set the swing. No good for Paxton. Pumped across by Hanslick. Now Bertrand on the attack, and it's Chesterman. Kate Chesterman and Bertrand, as they did yesterday against Wallace, out to a quick start here in set one. They lead it 4-1. High will float it across. Nice diving save by the libero. That is Sattler on the return. Too strong by Haley Paxton, and it's 5-1. Jaden High to serve once again for Bertrand. That one too strong. It's a service error. Point to Stewart, 5-2 your score. Checking in for the Lady Broncos, Courtney Coons. She'll play the front line. In the back, it'll be Haley Paxton to serve. Dug out by the libero, Mason. They'll set it up for Capps. Strong swing. Dug out on the back row. Set up for a back row attack by Monique Schaefer, and it's out of bounds. Point to Bertrand. They lead it 6-2. Kind of hard to catch those numbers for Stewart in their mix on their uniforms. It's an ace serve for Molly Capps off the touch of the libero, Sattler. 7-2. So Molly Capps ready to serve it up. Sends it to the back row. Punched up that time by Fisher. Then it's Schaefer. They hit by Coons. Kept alive nicely by Mason. Free ball sent across by High. And they're going to say that it was out of bounds. Wow. That's a tough call. I think they're going to have a redo here. So it's 8-2. Not catch exactly what that was all about. The swing by Coons sent back. Punched up and sent across now by Sadler. Diving save by Mason. And on the free ball, High keeps it alive and sends it across. They'll set it up now for Coons. Another diving save. Cap set up for Peterson on the attack. She'll get it to go. And Bertrand up now 9-2. Molly Capps back to the service line. And Stewart wants a timeout. We'll take it with him. We're in set number one, D2 state semifinals. Bertrand 9, Stewart 2. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Grand Island Senior High. Bertrand out quickly here in set number one, leading 9-2 against Stewart. The service by Caps, punched up by Fisher. Now Sattler, sent over on the free ball by Hanslick. Bertrand on the attack, left side. Peterson, was it tipped at the net? No. The attack is long. The point will go to Stewart. So it's 9-3 in favor of Bertrand. On the jump serve. That's Harley Fisher, and it's an ace. Fisher will get the ace, and Stewart with back-to-back points. It's 9-4. Fisher to serve again. Down the line, dug out by Mason. Punched up by High. Peterson will send it across. Now Stewart on the swing. That's Coons. Courtney Coons, 5'10", junior with the big swing. Three in a row now for the Lady Broncos if they settled in and trail Bertrand 9-5. Fisher with the service. That was tough to handle, but done well by Jaden High. And then the kill will go down for Kate Chesterman. Chesterman right to left puts it home. She'll check out as Haley Donnell will step in for Bertrand. 10-5 your score, Lady Vikings. Mason with the floater to the back row. It's dug out there by Fisher, set up for Coon. Too strong on the attack. And another point for Bertrand. They lead it 11-5. Mason to serve it up to the back row. Punched up there by Hanslick. Now on the attack from the back row. Too strong from Harley Fisher. The freshman from the back row. The attack is too strong. 12-5 the score. This is going to be a pretty good team in the next couple of years, this Stewart team. A lot of freshmen and sophomores. They've already reached the state semifinals with them. It's a service error for Allie Mason. Point will go to Stewart. 12-6 the score. And now to serve. It is Hanslick. On the other side, the attack is good for Maddie Peterson. 13-6 the score. And us folks here on the north side of the gymnasium getting a heck of a reflection off the floor in the hallway. The attack for the service sent across. That time by Ship. And then on the attack, Peterson off the left side. It's 14-6. So Brittany Ship back to the service line now for the Lady Vikings. Off the right side, the jump serve to the back row. Punched up there. Stewart on the attack. Off the left side, the attack will go for Monique Schaefer, left to right on the crisscross. 14-7 your score. Bertrand leading here in set number one, Samantha Settler. Sattler with the jump serve to the back row. It's dug there by Peterson. They'll set it up for Donnell. Oh, just beyond the line. Very, very close call. Just missed it, and the point will go to Stewart. 14-8 Bertrand. Sattler to serve again for the Lady Broncos. Jump serve on the back row dug by Mason. Back set in the attack. Would not go for Peterson, but it will after the second touch. And the point for Bertrand, 15-8. And Peterson will go to the service line for the Lady Vikings. To the back row. Dug there by Sattler. Punched up. Now sent across by Schaefer. On the back row attack, Peterson, she is tough block. Up there to get the job done for Stewart is Haley Paxton, 5'8 middle hitter. She just a sophomore. 15-9 your score. Schaefer to serve from the left side into the net. 16-9 the count. 7-point advantage for Bertrand. Haley Donnell will serve it up. Lady Viking from the middle. Punched up by Sattler. Saved nicely by Schaefer, but putting it in the net is Monique Schaefer. It was Jaden Schaefer who kept it alive, but Monique could not finish it off, and it's 17-9. Donnell with the jump serve. That one's going to float long. And the point. Boy, that is just nasty reflection when you look off to the right side. 17-10. I'm not the only one. I see Buck Mahoney over here is kind of shading his eyes as well. On the attack, it'll be Stewart from the right to left. And in the net, Bertrand has Hanslick on the attack. Point will go for the Lady Broncos at 17-11. Service, a good one. That time by Jaden Schaefer. Pushed back by Peterson. Bump set off the left side. Fisher on the crisscross attack will get it to go. And it's 17-12. Stewart has battled back within five. They were down by eight at one point. Service, another nice one by Schaefer. Diving save by Mason. Left to right to left. The attack that time by Savannah High. High gets it back, now gets it over to Cap. That's sent back. Now Bertrand quickly back the other way. Mason with the two-hand push hits the top of the net, and it falls on the Stewart side for the point. No, check that. It went out of bounds. So it fell out of bounds, so it falls on the out of bounds just past the line, and Stewart gets the point, 17-13. Caps on the attack, and she'll hammer it home. Left to right. Puts it down and gives Bertrand the 5-point advantage again at 18-13. Minden, by the way, has defeated Columbus Scotus in the first set, 25-22. So that, of course, over on Classic Hits 98.9, and a kill for Harley Fisher. Stewart with some momentum right now has battled back within four at 18-14. That Class C1 semifinal with Doug Duda over on Classic Hits 98.9. Here it's 18-14. We're in the first set. Bertrand with the lead, but Stewart's been battling back. But a big hit right there for Kate Chesterman as she slams it home. And back to a 5-point advantage now for the Lady Vikings of Bertrand, 19-14. Molly Capps to serve. Floats it. Dug up by Sattler. The setup now for Coons. On her crisscross attack, she'll find the corner. And the point, 19-15. So the Lady Broncos will serve. It'll be Harley Fisher, the freshman. Jump serves too long. That one floated on her way beyond the end line. 20-15, and Allie Mason will come to the line. She'll serve it up. The libero senior sends it across. Dug out by Fisher. They'll set it up. The push across by Coons. Dug there by High. Now Molly Capps from the back row attack. Punched around, and Stewart, it pinballs around a little bit and would not go across the net. The attack is a good one for Bertrand. They get the point, 21-15. Timeout, Lady Broncos of Stewart. We are in set one, 21-15. Bertrand with the lead. Back in 30 seconds at 94.5.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Grand Island Senior High School, 21-15, the score. Bertram with the lead and the service. It'll be Allie Mason to serve. Going left to right is Bertram. Floats it to the back row. Dug out by Sattler, the libero for Stewart. Sent on the free ball by Coons to the back. Caps will dig it out. They'll pass it over to Peterson. Tipped at the net. Sends it across. Stewart on the attack from the left to right. Sent back by from Schaefer. And then pushed out of bounds off of Bertram. So Stewart will have it. It'll be Brittany Hanslick to serve. And she'll do a little bit of a spin. Send it to the back row. Dug out there by Camps. The quick dink saved nicely by Hanslick. And then on the overpass, the attempt at the dink there by Peterson, but kept alive by Stewart. Sent across by Schaefer. Ship will set it up for Peterson, and she is stuff-blocked. Coons, along with Jaden Schaefer, on the stuff block, and it's 21-17. Bertram by four. They got out to a quick lead, but Stewart has battled back. Bertram on the attack. The kill is good. Haley Donnell. The quick offense that time for the Lady Vikings as Bertram takes a 22-17 advantage. Brittany Schiff will serve it up for the Lady Vikings. Off the right side to the back row. Punched up there. Schaefer with the back step for Coons. She'll slam it down. Down the right side. Coons with the big hit, and it's 22-18. It'll be Samantha Sattler to serve it up. The libero for Stewart. 22-18 the score. Jump serve. Dug by Mason on the back row. Set up now for Donnell. Too strong on the attack. She's asking for a touch. I didn't see it. The officials didn't either. And the point will go to Stewart. And they trail now only by three at 22-19. Sattler, the service. Sends it over on a bullet. Dug out nicely by Mason. The back step for Peterson. Stuffed back. Mason will keep it alive. And now sent on the free ball by High. Off to the left side. The attack too strong for Jaden Schaefer. And a point for Bertram. They lead it 23-19. Maddie Peterson will serve it up. Bertram 2 points away from winning set one. To the back row. Saved at the last second by Sattler. The attack too strong by Paxton. And it is set point for Bertram, leading 24-19. Maddie Peterson will serve. Here it is. It's an ace. Oh, no, they called it out. Oh, my, that didn't even look like it hit the line. It looked like it hit in front of the line. It is called out 24-20. Service, a good one by Schaefer. The attack off the left side by Caps, blocked back but out of bounds. And the point for Bertram, they win set number one, 25-20. So Bertram up one set to none. And we'll take a break, get you ready for set two right after this on The Breeze 94.5.
High Farm and Bertrand is a very proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to take the time to say great job to the teams and coaches and the very best of luck in tonight's game. High Farms is proud to be from such a great community, full of friendly people amid hardworking athletes. Teamwork is a great lesson to take with you no matter where you go in life. So remember how hard our teams play and remember to enjoy every bit of time you get to play, work, and spend time with your friends and family from High Farms in Bertrand.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney delivers.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we'll get you ready for set number two. Bertram wins the first one 25-20. They will be in the right court going right to left. Stewart now in the left court, left to right. Bertram will serve to start this second set. It'll be Jaden High. Sends it across. Dug there by Schaefer. Now the other Schaefer girl sends it over to Fisher. Her attack is dug out by Mason, sent across now by Bertrand. That was Chesterman. The attack right to left on the crisscross is good for Brittany Hanflick, and Stewart has their first lead of the match. 1-0 here early on in set number two. Service, good one by Paxton. On the attack, taps, left it short. Into the net, 2-0, Lady Broncos. Winner of this match will take on Giltner for the state championship tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at the Heartland Event Center. The floater, a good one by Paxton. The quick set for Chesterman from Ship, and the kill is good. Bertrand on the board here in set two, trailing 2-1. Caps will serve to the back row. Dug out by Sattler, Coons. The pass to Monique Schaefer, and it goes into the net from the back row. 2-2 our score. Caps sends it, and long. It's a service error on Molly Caps. Stewart gets the point. 3-2 your score. Harley Fisher to serve it up for the Lady Broncos. Jump serve is a good one. Dug out by High. Ship for Chesterman. Sends it across. Dug on the other side by Hanslick. The attack off balance will go for Monique Schaefer. So Schaefer off the touch on the back row will get the point. It is 4-2 in favor of Stewart. Fisher with the service. The jump serve to the back row, and it eats up High. That Mason able to save it, but then it hits the rafters, and Caps really couldn't do much with it. Timeout going to be taken by Lisa Mason. Stewart out to a 5-2 lead. We're in set number two. Stewart up by three. Bertrand up in sets, 1-0. Back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop. Gives you more shopping center around you, you, you. Whether you get more superstore. Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Grand Island Senior High School, state semifinals in D2. Bertrand leading 1-0, but trailing in set 2-5-2. But there's a big hit from Chesterman on the quick offensive set by Brittany Schimpf, 5-3, as Bertrand down by a pair. Allie Mason will serve it up. Here it is. Jump serve, a good one. Dug out by Fisher. The pass over to the other side. Mason on the attack will dig it out. Now on the free ball sent across by Shipp. Set in the middle for Coons. And Courtney Coons has been impressive. 5'10 junior for Stewart. Big swing there. She gets it down in the corner. And it's a 6-3 Stewart advantage in set number two. It'll be Haley Paxton to do the honors. Sends it across. And the attack will go for Danell. Haley Danell will get it to go, and it's 6-4 in favor of Stewart. It'll be Brittany Schiff now back to the service line for the Lady Vikings. Jump serve, and that one's going to float way beyond the end line. So a point on the service error for Stewart. They have a three-point advantage at 7-4. Samantha Sattler to do the honors now for the Lady Broncos. Floats it to the back row. Mason with a nice save. The back set from Schiff to Peterson, but Peterson left the attack short into the net, 8-4. Bertrand did the same thing yesterday. They were dominating in the first set, won, but then in the second set, Wallace had a lead for quite a while before Bertrand pulled it out. Right now, Stewart has had the lead here early on. They've got the attack sent over. Now on the attack, it will be high, blocked at the net by Schaefer. Set up now on the left side and hammered down, Monique Schaefer. And Stewart up by 5, 9-4. Sattler to serve it up. We got a late start here because of the 5-set match between Giltner and Stewart, or Stiller, Sterling, that Giltner won. And now the block on the attack by High, a stuff block by Schaefer and Paxton. And Stewart out to a 10-4 advantage. We mentioned Stewart, the only team to beat Class D1 number one ranked and seeded O'Neill St. Mary's this year. On the attack, Peterson, right to left. She puts it down. And a big point there for Bertrand to get the momentum back on their side, trailing 10-5. Maddie Peterson will serve it up from center court. Floats to the back row, dug by Sattler. Schaefer, that is Jayden for Monique, and Monique puts it down again. 11-5, the Schaefer girls connecting up there. And Stewart on top by 6. Big year for Stewart, their volleyball team in the state semifinals, their football team in the state semifinals on Monday against Amherst. Service error by Monique Schaefer as she puts that one into the net. 11-6. Haley Donnell, center court, jump serve to the back row, dug by Sattler. Punched up by Jayden Schaefer over to the left side. The attack by Fisher will be good off the back row touch of Peterson. And 12-6 your score. Stewart with the advantage. And after a slow start, the Lady Broncos of Stewart have really come on strong. Pushed across by Savannah High for Bertrand on the attack. Stewart sent over by Coons. Nice save by Peterson. Caps with the roll shot. Dug on the back row by Sattler. Pass over to Fisher. Her attack is right on the line for the kill. The Trans fans across the way thought maybe it was just beyond. But the freshman went up high, and she slammed that one home. 13-6, Stewart. Mason on the serve receipt. Chesterman with the quick offense gets the kill. 13-6, our score. Jayden High will come in to serve for the Lady Vikings. Bertrand won the first set, 25-20. The trail here, 13-7, actually. I said 6. The attack is good from the left side. Plowing the road between the double defense was Brittany Hanslick. And Stewart up now, 14-7. Paxton with the service. Dug by Mason. Schiff sets it over for Caps down the line. Paxton keeps it alive. Nicely saved by Jayden Schaefer and sent over by Monique Schaefer. Now on the attack, crisscross right to left. It is long, out of bounds from Kate Chesterman. 15-7 now your score. Stewart by 8. The serve just over the net from Paxton. The bump set sent across by Caps. Schaefer in the middle for Coons. The big swing. Right now, Stewart has the momentum. Timeout for Bertrand. Stewart leading 16-7 in set number 2. Bertrand up 1-0. We'll be back after 30-second timeout on The Breeze 94.5.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You are listening to The Breeze 94.5 and also on the World Wide Web at KLIQFM.com. Plus, you can catch the live streaming through our free app on your smartphone. Service a good one by Paxton. The setup for Caps. Caps will get the left-hand push and the kill. Side of the timeout, Bertrand able to come up with the point. They trail 16-8. Molly Caps to the back row. Dug up there by Fisher. Set up now for Paxton, or that's Hanslick. Taken by High, and then the attack by Peterson. Not sure what they actually called there, but the point's going to go to Stewart. 17-8 the score. A little conversation now at the net. I think Coach Stacy Dexter asking for the official to check the Stewart lineup, make sure their rotation is correct, and it is. Coach can do that. That way they don't lose a point. Service, a great one by Fisher, but a good dig as well by Ship. Dinked across for the point from Chesterman. 17-9 your count. Stewart with the lead. Bertrand with the service. Allie Mason will serve it up. Jump serve, a good one. Almost an ace, but a good pancake save by Fisher. Sent across by Schaefer. On the attack, Peterson blocked back. Punched up there by High. Back to Peterson. Blocked back again. Coons, along with Hanslick, with the stuff block. And it's 18-9, Stewart. Hanslick to do the honors now for Stewart. Sends it across, a low driving serve. Sent across on the free ball. Now Coons on the attack. That big swing, she has been tough to handle. Gets the kill there, 19-9. Hanslick to serve it again. To the back row. Dug by Mason, the quick second hit. And it's a swinging kill for Brittany Schipp. 19-10. Bertrand back down by 9. They do lead 1-0. But Stewart has really been in control most of this second set. On the attack, big hit for Monique Schaefer, left to right. She puts it down, and it's 20-10. It'll be Sattler to do the honors now for the Lady Broncos. Jump serve to the back row, dug by Mason. Schipp goes to her knees to get the set for Donnell, but Donnell puts it into the net. 21-10. Sattler back to the service line. Savannah High will check back in now. Also in there now for Bertrand is Christine Edgren, 5'6 freshman. Service taken there by Mason, slapped across by Schipp. Schaefer will set it up for Paxton, blocked back nicely by High. Now punched across by Monique Schaefer. The pass for Edgren. Actually, I think it was intended for High. She mishit it. And then on the backside, Edgren was able to send it across for the point. 21-11. Service by Peterson. It's a good one. Nice dig, though, by Sattler. They'll set it up for Schaefer. kept alive by High and sent across. Schaefer to Monique Schaefer. She's blocked but keeps it alive. Now on the attack from the center, too strong from Haley Paxton. Two in a row here for Bertrand. They're back within nine at 21-12. Checking in first time for Stewart, Trisha Fox, 5'6", freshman. Another freshman. Very young Stewart team, but they are talented. Sattler with the serve receive on the attack. It's pushed across with the left hand by Hanslick. The pass over to Edgren hits the tape and then goes on over. Dug out by Paxton. Schaefer puts it into the net. Monique Schaefer on the attack. Hits it into the net, and Stewart wants a timeout. We are in set number two. Bertrand leads 1-0. Stewart with the lead here in this set. 21-13, back at 30 on 94.5 The Breeze.
High Farm and Bertrand is a very proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to take the time to say great job to the teams and coaches and the very best of luck in tonight's game. High Farms is proud to be from such a great community, full of friendly people amid hardworking athletes. Teamwork is a great lesson to take with you no matter where you go in life. So remember how hard our teams play and remember to enjoy every bit of time you get to play, work, and spend time with your friends and family from High Farms in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Grand Island Senior High. The ace serve from Maddie Peterson. And Bertrand now with three in a row. 21-14. Peterson will serve it again. Sends it to the back row, dug out by Sattler. The setup for Paxton. She floats it long. Another point for Bertrand. Don't count him out of this set yet. Down by six. 21-15. Peterson to serve it to the back row. Sattler, the dig. Pass to the front row. Sent over by Paxton. Dug out by Peterson. The back set. The attack by Caps. It'll go for the kill. Bertrand on a run. Back within five at 21-16. Peterson to serve it up again. It's just over the net. Nice dig by Sattler. Schaefer to Schaefer. Monique will send it over on the standing spike. The back set for Caps. She'll get it in on the back line. And you can hear the Bertrand fans across the way. And another timeout by Stewart. They once had a 10-point lead at 21-11, but six in a row by the Vikings. They're back within four at 21-17. Back after this on 94.5 The Breeze.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Six in a row from Maddie Peterson. She serves again. Stewart on the attack. Monique Schaefer dug out by Peterson. Sent over by Caps. She'll get it on the two-hand push. And Bertrand back within three at 21-18. It'll be Peterson to serve it up. From center court, here it is to the back row, dug by Sattler. It'll be set up for Hanslick. The crisscross attack dug out by Peterson. Set up for Edgren. She'll go with the roll shot. Taken out of there by Sattler. Set in the middle for Hanslick. And actually that's Paxton, and she is blocked by Savannah High. The stuff block and the point. And Bertrand has rallied from 10 down to back within two at 21-19. They won the first set 25-20. Battling back here in set two. Peterson the service. Dug out by Sattler. Schaefer to Schaefer. Her attack, it'll go. It was Jayden Schaefer setting up Monique, and she got the attack off the right side, 22-19. Lady Broncos with the three-point advantage. Taylor Malone, 5'6", sophomore, another youth player there for Stewart, going to step in and serve. Mason with the dig off the service, tipped across And Bertrand going to be called over the net. Savannah High on that sweeping attack, called for being over the line below. And the point to Stewart, and they are 2 points away from winning set number two, up 23-19. Malone the service. And falling backwards, slipping was Mason, but she still came up with the clean dig. Sent across by Capps, now quickly back by Stewart to set up in the middle for High. Tipped and then sent back by Paxton. The pass over to Capps, standing spike. Dug out on the back row by Sattler. The attack and the kill for Hartley Fisher off the left side. Point Stewart, and it is set point for the Lady Broncos, leading 24-19. That is almost like a total blackout there on the scoreboard for a second. Now they got it corrected. 5-point advantage for Stewart, and service error for Malone as it goes long, 24-20. Score update from the Heartland Event Center in C1. Minden wins set two over Columbus Scotus, 25-12. They won the first one, 25-22. So the Whippets are just one set away from going to the state finals against Kearney Catholic. And Bertrand, Haley Donnell on the service error into the net, gives Stewart the victory here in set two as Stewart ties up the match at one set apiece. Bertrand won the first set 25-20. Stewart comes back, wins set two, 25-20. We'll get you ready for the third set here at Grand Island Senior High. After these words, you're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, our first match this afternoon in the Class D2 state semifinals went five sets with Giltner winning in the fifth, 15-12 to advance to the state championship. This one's definitely at least going to go four as Bertrand won the first one 25-20, but Stewart has rebounded to win set number two 25-20. Lady Broncos will have the serve to start set number three. Monique Schaefer will send it across, dug out nicely by Savannah High, pushed across by Mason. The dig, the pass over to the left side, Fisher blocked, but kept alive by Paxton. Back to Fisher on the attack, it's blocked again, but it kept alive again, this time by Schaefer. The attack down the line, it is in! Getting the kill is Savannah High, the senior. Well, I'll tell you, both teams really battled on that first point, and Bertrand will get it 1-0. Jaden High with the service. Set up for Fisher. Kept up by Peterson. Sent on the free ball by Ship. Stewart on the attack. Back set. The hit that time by Paxton. Kept alive momentarily by Mason. But the point off the kill will go. That time for Haley Paxton, and Paxton will go to the service line. 1-1. Paxton, the roll shot to the back there for Mason, and off-balance shot by Caps, almost threw the Stewart defense off, but they send it across to Fisher. And now a miscommunication between Peterson and Caps, and the ball falls to the floor. 2-1 Stewart. Paxton, the service, hits the top of the net, goes on over. Back set dinked across by Peterson. Set up for Fisher. Falling back, she gets it across. Dug out by Peterson. Sent over by High. Blocked by Chesterman. And then Stewart on the attack. Chesterman, that's Ship with the swing. And on the other side, Fisher puts it into the net. Harley Fisher into the net off the left side. We're tied at two. Caps with the service. Dug out on the back row. The setup off the left side. Dink into the antenna by Courtney Coons. 3-2 for Tran. Set three. Each team has won a set. On the offense, Stewart after the service. Coons puts it down hard. Gets the kill off the back row touch of Molly Camps. 3-3 the score. For Tran fans across the way, the Stewart fans behind us. At the line, Harley Fisher, the service. It's a good one. Dug out by Mason. The back set for Chesterman. Oh, she went up and hammered it down. That was an up and down if you ever saw one right there. 4-2 Bertrand. Mason will serve it up. Vikings up by one. It's a good one to the back row. Dug out there. The setup in the middle for Coons. And she slams a hard one against the defense of Bertrand. We're tied at four apiece. Serving is Brittany Hanslick. She does a complete slow spin and then sends it. All part of her motion. Caps with the receive. The attack by Daniel is, or Fidel is dug out by Sattler. And then the attack by Schaefer. Left side puts it home. 5-4. Stewart on top. Hanslick will serve again. And punched up by Caps. Could have been close to being going out. Peterson with the attack. Left to right. Slams it down. Gets it off the back row touch of Hanslick. And we're tied at five. Brittany Schiff is going to serve for the Lady Vikings. Off the right side. Here it comes. Takes her time. Now the jump serve. It is right over the net. Dug out by Hanslick. Back set for Coons. Falling away. She'll get the kill. Off the back row touch of Molly Caps. 6-5. Stewart in the lead. Important set three. Each team has won one set. Samantha Sattler with the service. Dug out there by Mason. Back set. Swept across by Peterson. Dug out by Hanslick on the attack. Monique Schaefer, and she is long. Tell you what, Monique Schaefer is just a petite little thing. She doesn't look like she could hit anything, and she goes up high and swings hard. We're tied at six apiece. The service by Peterson, that one floats on her long service error. 7-6 the score. Stewart with the lead. Harley Fisher back in. Is coming out is Trisha Fox. Monique Schaefer will serve from the left side. Dug out by Mason. And the quick dink across on the second hit by Ship was dug out by Schaefer. Ship will set it up for him. Taps on her attack. It is too strong. Just beyond the end line, center court. 8-6, Stewart with the two-point advantage. Late day volleyball here in Grand Island. Class D2 semifinals. And it's an ace serve from Monique Schaefer. 9-6, Stewart. Schaefer on the left side. Here it is. It's a good serve. Dug out by Peterson. The setup and the kill attempt by High. Dug out by Schaefer. Set over by Jaden Schaefer. Now, back row attack into the net from Maddie Peterson. Bertrand down by four. They want a timeout. We're in the third set. It is Stewart 10, Bertrand 6. Each team has won a set. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Breeze 94.5.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Each team has won a set here at the D2 state semifinal between Bertrand and Stewart. Lady Broncos of Stewart, though, with the 10-6 advantage here in set three. Winner takes on Giltner in the state championship tomorrow. The service, a good one by Monique Schaefer. Back set intended for Donnell. She'll get it. Getting the kill, Haley Donnell. The point for Bertrand. They needed that one to crawl back within three at 10-7. Donnell will go back to the service line. Here it is. Twist into the corner. Dug out by Hanslick. Pushed to the line. Too close to the net. And Fisher could not dink it across. She tried to with her left hand. Into the net. Point for Bertrand. They're back within two at 10-8. Donnell once again. Official whistles for play. And now here's the service for the back row. Close to an ace. It's still alive. Sattler. Free ball is going to come up short from Monique Schaefer, but good hustle by Stewart. But it is going to be a point for Bertrand, and the Lady Broncos now on a timeout. Three in a row for Bertrand. They've crawled back within one. 10-9 Stewart. We're in set three. Back in 30 seconds on the Breeze.
The First State Bank and Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank and Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank and Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank and Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
The Breeze, 94.5.
10-9 the score. Third set, each team has won a set. Haley Donnell with the service. It just crawls over the net. Kept alive by Paxton. Fisher on the attack. Skipped at the net. Bertrand on the attack. Sent over by High. Then kept alive. Sent now by Schaefer. Dug out by Chesterman. Gets the pass back. Sends it across. Dug by Sattler. Left side. Fisher on the attack. And off the touch of Donnell, it will go for a kill. Haley Donnell protecting that left corner, trying to keep it alive, and the point will go off the kill. 11-9, service by Jaden Schaefer. Bumped up by Caps. High. Might have hit the net, but they're going to continue on. Yeah, now they're going to call the four hits. It did hit the net and then came back. It was not blocked. Savannah High called on that, so it's 12-9 Stewart. Off the left side, the attack for Molly Capps. She gets the kill. Lady Vikings back within two at 12-10. Jaden High will check in now to serve. Floats it. Dug out by Sattler into the net. Schaefer could not play it off the net, and it's a point for the Lady Vikings back within one at 12-11. Bertrand trying to get back to the state championship. Service, a good one. Off the left side, the kill down the line. Was it in? Yes, it was. Hanslick gets the kill down the left side, 13-11. Bertrand, seven appearances in the state tournament. Check that, five state tournament appearances. They've been in the state title match twice. On the attack, Fisher, kept alive by Mason, now gets it back and sends it across. Schaefer, the bump set over to Fisher, dug out by Camp. They'll set it back up for Camp. Tipped at the net, I believe. They're going to give the point to Stewart. The point will go to Stewart. Service by Paxton, dug out by Mason. The quick dink across by Shipp, back set. On the attack, into the net. Brittany Hanslick. And it's 14-12 in favor of Stewart. But Bertrand will have the service. As I mentioned, Bertrand, state runners-up in 08. They lost to Giltner. They could have a chance at them again tomorrow. And in 2011, they also lost to Howell. On the attack, Stewart gets the point. Courtney Coons off the left side slams it down. 15-12, Lady Broncos. On the jump serve, it's Fisher. Floats it to the back line. Taken there by Capps. She'll get it back and send it across. On the attack, Monique Schaefer hits the net and then goes out of bounds. So the point for Bertrand. They're back within two, 15-13. Allie Mason going to serve it up now for the Lady Vikings. Jump serve, floats it to the back line. Dug out there by Hanslick. The big swing by Paxton. Nice diving save by High. From the back row, Capps sends it across. Dug by Schaefer. Now Monique Schaefer will get the kill off the front row touch of Donnell. And Ship. 16-13, Stewart. Hanslick to serve it up. In that spin, and then sends it. Works for Capps. The quick sweep by Ship, but diving up there to get it was Hanslick to keep it alive. And then Peterson was just eaten up by that attack. I think she didn't know whether to bump it or push it and got caught up in the middle. And the point for Stewart. Timeout Bertrand. They trail 17-13. We're in set three. Each team has won a set. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
There's nothing like Christmas, and there's nothing like fine Amish handcrafted furniture to make your Christmas extra special. New Amish dining room furniture, bedroom furniture, curios, entertainment centers, upholstered furniture, and more. Amish Furniture Outlet has it all. Stop in and see the Midwest's largest selection of Amish furniture. Take it home for Christmas today from Amish Furniture Outlet on the corner of Highway 30 and Webb Road in Grand Island.
Quality that's affordable at Amish Furniture. Outlet.
That's Amish Furniture.
Outlet.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Winner of this match advances to the state championship tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at the Heartland Event Center. They'll take on Giltner. The loser will take on Sterling in the consolation match right here at Grand Island Senior High tomorrow afternoon at 2. 17-13. Stewart with the lead and the service. That is Hanslick dug out there by Camps. Sent across by Peterson, and it will go, but they're going to call Bertrand over the line. And the point for Stewart. The Lady Broncos up by 5, 18-13. Here comes the serve from Hanslick. It's a good one. Diving save by Capps. Overpass, trying to slam it down was Schaefer, but up there to blocker with Brittany Ship, and Bertrand gets the big point there. That could have been huge for Stewart, but it's huge for Bertrand as they get back within four at 18-14. Ship will serve. It's a good one, dug up by Sattler. The pass over to Schaefer, and Monique Schaefer puts it into the net. The standing spike. When she does the standing spike, she doesn't quite get as much ump as when she's up jumping and didn't get it far enough, and it's 18-15. Sattler on the serve receive. Pass over to Coons. Crisscross attack dug by Ship. Pass over to the left side. It's Maddie Peterson. Overpass. Donnell and hits the net, but it's kept alive by Peterson. Sent over by Ship. Stewart on the attack. Coons with the big swing and off the touch on the back row. The point will go. Bertrand had an opportunity there to cut it within three. Actually, within two. But Stewart got the big swing from Coons, and it's 19-15. Lady Broncos, Sattler with the service. Dug out by Schiff, pass over to Donnell. Her attack is dug on the back row. Pass for Monique Schaefer, kept alive by High. Bumped up by Schiff, pushed over by Donnell. Now it's Stewart on the attack. Schaefer to Paxton, pushes it across. Mason with the receive, and then sent over by Peterson. Left side, the attack for Monique Schaefer. Kept alive by Capps. Kept alive by Ship. Sent over on the free ball by Mason. Good hustle by both teams. The attack continues, and this time it will go for Haley Paxton. off the service of Jaden Schaefer. And Stewart with a 20-15 lead in set three. Each team has won a set. Bertrand 25-20 the first set. Stewart 25-20 the second set. Statler will serve it. Jump serve down the line. Dug out by Mason. The set up now for Edgren. Crisscross attack is good. So Edgren coming up with a big hit there. The freshman, Christine Edgren, on the crisscross, and it's 20-16. Peterson to serve for Bertrand to the back row. Dug there by Statler. Back set. Now they'll get it to Paxton, and down the line, she'll get the kill off the touch of Mason. 21-16, Stewart by five. 4 points away from winning set three. The spin, the service by Schaefer. Dug out by Camp. Back set in for Edgren. Pushed back by Paxton. Now the set for Caps, and her attack is long. Out of bounds, 22-16. Stewart by six. Monique Schaefer to serve from the left side. To the back row, Schaefer, or Mason with the receive. Sent over by Savannah High on the attack. Fisher into the net. And Bertrand will get the point. 22-17. Chesterman going to come back in. Edgren going to, well, she's going to stay in. Mason is going to come out, the libero. So Christine Edgren will serve. Floats it to the back row. Dug by Sattler. The setup in the middle. That was a missed set. That'll be four hits on Stewart. Little miscommunication on the offense that time for the Broncos. And Bertrand back within four, still alive in set three, down 22-18. Christine Edgren will serve it up. A lot of conversation, the officials with the scorers table, the coaches with the players. Edgren sends it, dug by Sattler. Now Fisher on the roll shot, she'll get it into the donut hole. Took a little something off that one and got it into the donut hole for the point. 23-18, Stewart by five. Closing in on a win here in set three. Overpass goes over to the Stewart side. Fisher going to have to bump it up and get it across. Ship, and now quickly it is high, and Savannah High trying to catch the corner, missed the mark. Out of bounds, set point for the Lady Broncos of Stewart. The service by Jaden Schaefer is a good one. Back set for High. High on the attack, dug by Schaefer, bumped up by Hans Blake. Fisher on the crisscross attack. It's good. And for the first time this season, Bertrand has lost two sets in one match as they lose this one 25-18. Stewart up on Bertrand now, 2-1. We'll come back with the fourth set right after this. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The First State Bank and Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank and Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank and Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank and Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Two sets to one. Stewart now with the advantage over Bertrand as we go to the fourth set. Lady Vikings have to win this one if they want to get to the state championship tomorrow against Giltner. Over at the Heartland Event Center in C1, Columbus SCOTUS has come back to win set three over Minden 25-19. Minden's still up, though, two sets to one. You can hear that match over on Classic Hits 98.9 with Doug Duda. Here it is, 2-1 in favor of Stewart. They have won the last two sets, 25-20 and 25-18. Bertrand with the service to start the fourth set. On the attack, hit across, and it's into the donut hole with the left hand from Brittany Hanflick. 1-0 Stewart. It'll be Haley Paxton, center court, and that one's going to float long. Allie Mason looked at it momentarily and decided, wait a minute, that one's going pretty high over my head. I'll let that one go, and we're tied at one. Caps to serve. Floats it to the back row, dug there by Fisher. Schaefer will pass it over to Coons. Big swing, but it hits the top of the tape. Four hits, and Stewart down to Bertrand now, 2-1. So the Lady Vikings with the last 2 points. Molly Caps will serve. Hits the net. Service error, point for Stewart. We're tied at two. Bertrand hoping to force a fifth and deciding set. Stewart hoping to finish it off here in four. Jump serve, a good one for Fisher. Dung out by Ship. Back set for Chesterman. Nice save by Schaefer. Sent over by Monique Schaefer. Now Bertrand on the attack. On the slide, the kill goes. Kate Chesterman puts it down. Bertrand on top, 3-2. Mason will serve it up. The libero hits it to the back row. Punched up by Fisher. Kept alive, and Fisher now will send it across. Ship sets it up for Peterson. Nice serve receiver, hip receive that time by Fisher. And Stewart's going to get the point. Bertrand could not handle the return. 3-3 the score. On the serve, it'll be Brittany Hanflick. Giltner won a five-set marathon earlier today. It nearly took 2 hours. That's why we're running late. Service by Hanflick. Hit her teammate, Coons, who looks back and kind of stares at her like, what the heck? 4-3. Bertrand with the lead. The service by Caps. It's an ace. It floated to the back row, but took a nosedive at the end. And Bertrand up 5-3. Lady Vikings, as we mentioned, they have to win this set to stay alive in this state semifinal. 32-0 coming into this match. Hadn't lost more than one set in a match all year till this one. And that's a swing outside the antenna by Courtney Coons. Bertrand gets another point. They're out to a 6-3 advantage. Brittany Schiff will serve it up. Here it comes from the senior. Jump serves a good one. Dug out by Sattler. Schaefer, free ball by Hanflick. Dug out by Mason. Schiff, back set. The attack by Donnell will go. Haley Donnell, 7-3. Timeout, Stewart. The Lady Broncos take the timeout. Bertrand up in the fourth set, 7-3, trailing 2-1. We'll come back in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long- and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Good to have you along here on The Breeze, 94.5, and also on the World Wide Web at KLIQFM.com, plus streaming to our free app on your smartphones. Service, a good one by Caps. The attack, Coons into the net, and out of the timeout, Stewart does not come up with a point. Bertrand keeps their run going, up 8-3. I believe I said Caps with the service that last time. It actually was Brittany Schiff. Schiff will serve again. Dug out by Sattler. The pass over to Hanslick. She'll send it across. Caps with the dig. The dink by Peterson, and she is dubbed. It is Jaden Schaefer with the block. Wouldn't have mattered anyway, because when Peterson landed, her foot was across the line. So it's 8-4. Stewart will serve. Sattler will do the honors. Floats it across. They got by Mason. Schiff passes over to the left side for Donnell. The kill. Will it go? Yeah, they keep it alive. Does Stewart. Schaefer sends it across. Falling back. The attack will go for Maddie Peterson on the crisscross right to left. 9-4. Bertrand. They're down 2-1. Trying to keep this match alive. Peterson the service. Dug out by Hanslick. The setup and miscommunication between Schaefer and Sattler. And the point for Bertrand. They're up 10-4. Trying to keep the pressure on in this set. Peterson from the left side. Dug by Sattler. Schaefer back set for Monique Schaefer. Kept alive by Schiff, but nobody can get to it. The attack will go for Monique Schaefer. And as I said, if you look at Monique Schaefer, you would not believe her to be one of the leading attackers on this team for Stewart. She is a good one, and she'll serve. Taken there by Camps, kept alive by Schiff, sent over by Donnell. The pass over to the left side for Fisher, and she'll drive it through the defense for the kill. So a couple in a row now for the Lady Broncos as they're back within four at 10-6. Schaefer will do the honors from the left side. Bertrand awaits. Mason with the dig. Pass over to Caps from Schiff and Stewart in the net on the block. Stewart was called for being in the net. The point will go to Bertrand. 11-6. Haley Donnell will serve it up now for the Lady Vikings. The jump serves, a good one down the line, dug by Hanslick. Set up, and a free ball sent over by Fisher. It'll be high to set it up for Caps. Crisscross attack, punched up by Monique Schaefer. The bump, now Jaden Schaefer will push it across. Schiff will take it. The back set for Chesterman, kept alive by Jaden Schaefer. Paxton back to Schaefer, she'll send it across. Bump set for Schiff, pushed across by Caps. Good volley by these two teams. Fisher on the attack, sent back on the block. Kept alive, though, by Paxton. The standing spike by Monique Schaefer, then sent across by Chesterman. Here comes Stewart on the offense again. Fisher, and she'll drive it through for the score. Off the double defense of Bertrand off that left side. Carly Fisher, just a freshman, gets the kill, and it's 11-7. That was a long volley that Stewart was able to pull out. Bertrand up by four. It'll be Jaden Schaefer. Hits it hard to the back line. Taken there by Mason. On the attack, the kill will go. Savannah High. Off the right side. The front row touch. The kill gives Bertrand a 5-point advantage at 12-7. Jaden High will check in to serve. Floats it to the back line. Taken there by Monique Schaefer. Carly Fisher finds the open spot, and she'll put the kill down. 12-8. Coons will come back in now to play the front line for Stewart. Serving will be Haley Paxton. Sends it, dug out by Jaden High. The pass over to Caps. She'll punch it over with the left hand. The pass from Hanslick to Fisher. The joust won by Bertrand, but kept alive by Stewart. Pushed across, Mason with the dig, the quick set, and the kill will go off the front row touch for Kate Chesterman. 13-8, Bertrand keeping things alive, down 2-1. They lead by 5 here in the fourth set. Service by Caps, dug by Sattler, punched up by Schaefer. The big swing by Coons, she'll get the kill. Courtney Coons, one of those young ladies that likes to do that windmill swing. She's been very effective when she's had her opportunities. 13-9, your score. Fisher. Oh, nice serve, but dug out by High. Then on the overpass, Peterson slams it down, but they're going to call her in the net. So the point to Stewart. And it's 13-10. So Stewart back within three. Fisher to serve it. Jump serve is a good one. And it's an ace. A little bit of a miscommunication. High and Caps made it difficult for Caps to try to handle it. And it's 13-11. Fisher will try to keep the run going for Stewart. They're down by two. Off balance, she's still got a good serve. High, got a touch on it. Mason, can she get the free ball over? No. They kept alive the ball deep in Bertrand territory, but the point for Stewart, you can hear their fans behind us as they have crawled back within one at 13-12. Timeout Bertrand, back in 30 seconds to 94.5.
High Farm and Bertrand is a very proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to take the time to say great job to the teams and coaches and the very best of luck in tonight's game. High Farms is proud to be from such a great community, full of friendly people amid hardworking athletes. Teamwork is a great lesson to take with you no matter where you go in life. So remember how hard our teams play and remember to enjoy every bit of time you get to play, work, and spend time with your friends and family from High Farms in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
13-12 to score in set number four. Bertrand with the slim lead over Stewart. Stewart up 2-1. Winner plays Giltner at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning for the state championship in D2. You can hear it on the Platte River radio stations. I believe it's either going to be on Classic Hits 98.9 or one of the ESPN stations. Will not be here on The Breeze. Service error out of the timeout by Fisher. It goes into the net, 14-12, Bertrand by two. Allie Mason, the serve, dug out by Fisher. The pass to the front row, Monique Schaefer with the attack, dug by Caps. The set, pushed across by Danelle, she'll get the kill off the two-hand push. Point Bertrand, they lead 15-12. The libero, Mason, will serve it up. And it's a nice one from the senior, dug by the freshman Fisher. There's Schaefer down the line again, punched up by Caps. Bump set for Peterson from high, and Peterson is long on the attack. Point will go to Stewart, 15-13, your score. Trisha Fox going to come back in. Doing the service honors, that will be Hanslick. Dug on the back row by Camp. They'll set it up for Peterson. Off balance. She'll get it through the double defense of Schaefer and Coons and get the kill to go. 16-13. Jaden High will check out. Savannah High will check in. Three-point advantage for Bertrand in set four. They need to win this one to force a fifth set. Ship the service. Dug out nicely by Hanslick. Set over by Schaefer. Ship the back set. Pushed across that time by Danelle. In the middle, big swing by Coons. It hits the net and comes back. Four hits on Stewart. The point Bertrand, they lead 17-13. Brittany Schiff will serve it up. Here she comes on the jump serve. Dug out by Sattler. Back set. The big swing by Coons. Kept alive by Schiff. Danelle. And now sent over by Mason. Stewart on the attack in the middle, and there is Coons again, winding it up and slamming it through the double defense. 17-14. Bertrand up by three. Serving, though, for Stewart will be Samantha Sattler. Floats it to the back row, taken there by Mason. The pass over to the left side, Danelle, too strong on the attack. The point will go for Stewart. They're back within two at 17-15. Christine Edgren going to come back in the lineup now. Danelle will sit down. As Sattler will serve it up. From the right side, here it comes. Jump serve, floats, and it's long. Service error, point for Bertrand. 18-15. Lady Vikings by three. Maddie Peterson will serve it up. And her serve, dug out there by Schaefer. Jaden Schaefer back to Monique Schaefer, and it's dug by Schiff. Bertrand on the attack, pushed across by Peterson, and it'll work into the donut hole. Sattler got a piece of it, and that's the best she could do. 19-15, Bertrand. Timeout, Stewart. We're in the fourth set. Stewart leads 2-1. Bertrand trying to force a fifth and deciding set. We'll come back to Grand Island Senior High in 30 seconds on the Breeze.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Don't forget, after the match, we'll have the Misco Sports post-game show. Keep it here on The Breeze, 94.5. 19-15, Bertrand, the service is a good one. The attack is wide to the right from Haley Paxton, and Bertrand with a five-point advantage, 20-15. Peterson to serve it up. Sends it across. Bumped up there by Sattler. The attack on the crisscross by Schaefer. Send back by Schiff, but quickly on the overpass, putting it down was Haley Paxton. Stewart gets the point. They trail by 4, 20-16. And Monique Schaefer will serve it up. Here it is. Dug out by Mason. The set left side for Caps. Dug by Schaefer. Now Jaden Schaefer for Fisher. Tipped at the net, kept alive on the Bertrand side. Edgren, her attack hits the net and would not go over. It stayed on the Bertrand side. Stewart with the point, back within three at 20-17. Edgren out, Donnell back in. Schaefer to serve it again for Stewart. To the backside, nice diving save there by Caps on the attack, Donnell. Back row punched up there by Hanslick on the left side. Fisher on the attack. Blocked, then off the touch of Fisher, out of bounds. Savannah High. Haley Donnell in there on the defense. The point for Bertrand, 21-17. It'll be Donnell with the service to the back row. Sattler with the dig. Schaefer, the bump set. Fisher on the crisscross attack, kept alive by Peterson. It'll be pushed across by Camps. Nice diving save by Fisher. Kept alive by the two Schaefer girls and sent over on the free ball. Schiff, the quick set. Chesterman gets it down. Bertrand with the kill and the point. And the Lady Vikings up by 5, 22-17. They're 3 points away from forcing a fifth and deciding set. Donnell with the service. It's a nice one. Dug out by Schaefer. Jaden Schaefer to Fisher, has to go to the free ball. Schiff passes it over to Cap. Strong attack. Taken there, though, by Schaefer. Fall away by Fisher. Kept alive by Caps. Punched up by Schiff as she stepped over the line. Referee right on top of that on the bottom half of the net. Watching the line. She saw that. 22-18. Bertrand with the lead. Stewart will serve. It is Jaden Schaefer. And kept alive. Stewart fans wanting a double head on Peterson. It's sent across the attack by Paxton. Block, sent it back over. Now on the attack, Stewart. Fisher sends it. High keeps it alive. Pass ship to Cap into the net. 3 point set. 22-19. And Lisa Mason wants to talk things over. Bertrand up by three. They trail in sets 2-1. Back in 30 seconds on the Breeze.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, tomorrow's Class C 1 state championship is going to have a Central Nebraska flavor. Kearney Catholic against Minden. Minden defeats Columbus Scotus in the fourth set, 25-15, to advance to the state championship. service is a good one from Jaden Schaefer. The attack is down. Savannah High, right to left, puts it down, and it's a 23-19 contest. Bertrand, 5-4, 2 points away from forcing a fifth set. Jaden High to serve it up to the back row, dug there by Monique Schaefer. Jaden Schaefer for Fisher. Nicely placed on the dink, sweeping it from center court to the left side. 23-20. Coming in to serve, it'll be Haley Paxton. Down the line, pushed up by Peterson as she was falling back. Chesterman to the back line. She gets the corner and gets the kill on the two-hand push. And it is set point for the Lady Vikings of Bertrand. 24-20. It'll be Molly Chaps to serve it up. Here it is. Back row. Fisher punches it up. Schaefer with the bump set. The swing into the net by Coons. And Bertrand wins the set. 25-20. Two sets for Bertrand. Two sets for Stewart. We'll head to a fifth set for the second time this afternoon in Class D2. And we'll have that for you right after this on The Breeze 94.5.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
Where do you get more? Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Where do you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
High Farm in Bertrand is a very proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to take the time to say great job to the teams and coaches and the very best of luck in tonight's game. High Farms is proud to be from such a great community, full of friendly people amid hardworking athletes. Teamwork is a great lesson to take with you no matter where you go in life. So remember how hard our teams play and remember to enjoy every bit of time you get to play, work, and spend time with your friends and family from High Farms in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We are back to Grand Island Senior High. We are underway in the fifth set. We started off with Jaden High and an ace serve. Lady Vikings lead 1-0 and a back-to-back ace serve. Jaden High with two in a row. Bertrand, 2-0. Winner take all here in the fifth set. The winner will advance to take on Giltner in the championship tomorrow. Jaden High, the service. Back row, dug out there by Schaefer. Jaden Schaefer now with the pass. Left side, into the net for Hamlet. 3-0 Bertrand. And Coach Dexter for the Lady Broncos with a quick timeout. We're in the fifth set, all knotted up at two sets apiece. Bertrand 3, Stewart nothing. Back in 30 seconds on the Breeze.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
What an afternoon of volleyball it has been so far. Two five-set match as we started at 2, 3 hours and 50 minutes later. We're still playing volleyball. 3-0 Bertrand on the tough block. Chesterman. Well, actually, it went out of bounds. On the attack, Fisher stuffed by Chesterman, but it went out of bounds, so the point will go to Stewart. Good defensive play, just didn't keep it in bounds. The service by Paxton, and the attack goes from Molly Capps. 4-1 Bertrand. And winning that last set really has pumped some energy into this Lady Vikings team. Caps with the service, dug out by Schaefer. They'll set it up for Coons into the net. Point for Bertrand. They lead 5-1. Trying to close it out here in set five. The service dug out. Tough place for Fisher. She'll get the pass back. Rolls it to the back line. The setup now for Chesterman into the net. Point for Stewart. They trail 5-2. Winner plays tomorrow morning at 11 at the Heartland Event Center against Giltner for the state championship. The loser plays Sterling here at 2 o'clock in the consolation. Service is an ace. Serving it up, the freshman, Harley Fisher, 5-3 the score. Fisher to serve again. Another nice jump serve. Good dig by a Caps. Off balance, Chesterman will get it down. Stewart was in the net anyway. The point will go for Bertrand. 6-3. Allie Mason will check in to do the honors here. Center court, floats it to the back row, dug by Sattler. The setup for Monique Schaefer. The crisscross is long. 7-3, Bertrand. Mason will serve it up again. Coach Lisa Mason getting the towel out, getting some spots on the court dry. Dug out by Fisher off the serve. The big swing and out of bounds. Courtney Kuhn. It's 8-3 now, and another timeout by Stewart. Bertrand up by 5 here in the fifth and deciding set. Come back in 30 seconds. Join us for the finish here on The Breeze, 94.5.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The 3, Bertrand with the lead here in the fifth and deciding set of this D2 state semifinal. Mason with the service, dug out by Hanslick. The pass to the front row, it'll be sent over on the free ball by Monique Schaefer. Schiff with the setup in the middle. And Peterson had it blocked back and then stepped over the line. The point will go for Stewart. 8-4 your score. It'll be Brittany Hanslick to do the honors for Stewart. Does that spin, now serves. Floats to the back line. Boy, Tane Mason had to hustle. Diving save, the overpass. Coons, then she's blocked by Donnell, but out of bounds. What a diving save that time. I believe it was Peterson who punched it across for an overpass. I had to get it across, but then it went out of bounds off the block. 8-5. Hands like the service. Dug out by Camps. Chip for Peterson. And she mistimed her jump. And Bertrand wants a timeout. As Stewart is reeled off 3 in a row. 8-6 here in the fifth set. We'll be back after this on 94.5 The Breeze.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney delivers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Service by Hanslick is a good one. Dung out by Mason. The attack by Donnell. Kept alive by Schaefer. And now Monique Schaefer on the standing spike will send it over the overpass. Coon sends it across. And across the line underneath is Brittany Schiff. Stewart gets the point. They are back within one. They have scored four in a row. It's 8-7 Bertrand. These two teams have battled just like Giltner and Sterling did earlier. And a service error into the net by Brittany Hanslick. 9-7 Lady Vikings. Trying to get back to the state championship game. They were there a couple of years ago. Also in 08. They've got unfinished business. They were runner-up both those years. Schaefer with the dink across and no luck. Back set dink from Jaden Schaefer. 9-8. Sattler will serve for the tie. From the traditional right side. Floats it across. Dug out by Mason. Schiff, the quick set. Tipped at the net by Peterson. Dinked across and it's there for the point. For the second time in a row, Jaden Schaefer, a no-look kill. 9-9 timeout for Tram. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this on The Breeze.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Neither team wants to lose. Tied 9-9 in the fifth set. The service, a good one by Sattler. Schiff sets it up high. It hits off the net, and it'll be four hits against Bertrand. 10-9 the score. Stewart, they were down 8-3. They have outscored Bertrand 7-1 to take the lead. And now Samantha Sattler will serve again. Edgren has checked back in for Bertrand. It's a service error. Hits the top of the tape and comes back on the Stewart side. 10-10. Maddie Peterson. Here it is. To the back row. Dug by Sattler. Schaefer to Schaefer. Tipped at the net. Kept up alive now by Schiff. The pass caps and the free ball by Peterson. Punched up by Malone. Now on the free ball, Schaefer will send it across. Dug out of there by Mason. Back set, the attack for Caps. Back row taken there by Sattler. Pass over to Monique Schaefer. And on the line, she got the kill. Monique Schaefer falling backwards, extended it, and it hit right on the back line for the point. 11-10 Stewart. And Schaefer, Monique, will go back to the service line. What a match this has been. We had a great one before this. 2 5-set matches, 10 sets of volleyball this afternoon in D2. Back set, Edgar left it short. Had the attack on the right side, wanted to dink it across, and it goes into the net, and Stewart up by 2, 12-10. Again, they led. They have only led here late. They were down 8-3 in this set. Schaefer with the good service, dug by Mason. Schiff, pass over to Caps, rolls it to the back line. Sattler, pass the front line. Jaden Schaefer sends it across. Quick hit, and it's down for Molly Caps. Down the left line, she'll put it home. 12-11, back within one. Haley Donnell will serve it up now for the Lady Vikings. Center court, here it is. To the back row, dug there by Sattler. Schaefer the set for Fisher. Good kill. Harley Fisher strong with that attack. And Stewart is 2 points away from advancing to the state championship. It'll be Jaden Schaefer to serve. And it's long. Service error. Point for Tran. They're back within one at 13-12. Jaden High. She comes. She is the starter of the service rotation for Bertrand. She'll do the honors here to the back row, dug out by Sattler. Schaefer, the pass. The attack blocked. Fisher kept alive, though, by Hanslick. Sent across by Fisher. Basin may have played one out of bounds, but kept it alive. Caps on the crisscross attack, taken there by Schaefer. The attack by Fisher, tipped it to the net. She got the kill. It is set and match point for the Lady Broncos of Stewart. 14-12 to score. Haley Paxton floats it. Mason had to play it. It was too close. Peterson on the attack. Dug out by Schaefer. Now Jaden Schaefer's pass. Fisher on the attack. Kept alive by Mason. The pass pushed across now by Chesterman. Kept alive there by Schaefer. The bump set. The attack by Fisher. Too strong. Out of bounds. Bertrand still alive. Down by one. 14-13. But it is still set. And match point. Big volley coming here. Molly Caps will serve. It's a good one. Taken there by Schaefer. Pass over to the right side. Punched across by Coons, but it was outside the antenna. We're tied at 14. Extra volleyball here in Grand Island. Molly Caps will serve it up. Rolls it across. The dig by Fisher. Schaefer the pass. Coons the swing into the net. Bertrand up 15-14. Set and match point now for the Lady Vikings. Caps again to do the honors. There it is. To the back row. Took in there by Fisher. Schaefer then back to Fisher. And Bertrand is in the net. So we're tied at 15. And we continue on here in Grand Island. What an afternoon of volleyball here in the D2 state semifinals. Fisher the jump serve. It's a good one. Dug out there by Mason. Chip the back set. Chesterman too strong on the attack. And Stewart once again has set and match point. Leading 16-15. Harley Fisher the serve. It is a good one. Diving save. Kept alive by Ship. Pushed across by Chesterman. On the back row, kept alive there by Schaefer. Now they'll go to Monique Schaefer, falling away. Kept alive there by Peterson. Back row attack by Caps. Kept alive by Jaden Schaefer. The big swing. Coons, she got it to go. And Stewart upset previously undefeated and top-seeded Bertrand. 17-15 in the final set. It is Stewart getting the 3-set-to-2 victory. 20-25, 25-20, 25-18, 20-25, 17-15. What an afternoon of volleyball. It took 4 hours to play here at Grand Island Senior High. 2 5-set dandies. It'll be Giltner and Stewart for the state championship. Come back and join us for the Misco Sports postgame right after this. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
Bank and Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank and Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank and Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank and Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High. It is the Misco Sports Post Game here on The Breeze, 94.5. What an afternoon of volleyball here in the Class D2 State Semifinals. two five-set dandies earlier today. Giltner squeezing out a 3-2 victory over Sterling. And in the match that just completed, Stewart, who was down 8-3 in the final set, rallied back, sent it into extra time as Stewart defeats Bertrand 17-15 in the final set. First loss of the year for the Lady Vikings as they fall and end their, well, I shouldn't say end their season. They will actually play in the consolation tomorrow. They are currently 32-1 with that loss. Stewart improves to 26-6. And we talked about the fact you didn't want to sleep on this Lady Broncos team. They played some very tough competition with Chambers Wheeler Central, Ewing, and O'Neill St. Mary's. They're the only team that beat O'Neill St. Mary's this year. And they are the number one seed in the class that's coming up tonight in D1. Matter of fact, O'Neill St. Mary's and Friend will be the next match here at the Grand Island Senior High School Gymnasium. But what an afternoon of volleyball. But unfortunately for the Lady Vikings of Bertrand, they come up short this afternoon as Stewart gets the 20-25, 25-20, 25-18, 20-25, 17-15 victory. It was a tremendous match. This young squad of Stewart that starts only one senior, that's the libero, Samantha Sattler, and the only reason she's the only senior that starts, she is the only senior on the team. They also start a freshman and a couple of sophomores. This is just a very young team that's going to be tough to deal with, not only this year, but for the next couple of years. And Stewart will advance to the state championship and play Giltner. And as I mentioned, that was a fantastic game earlier today. Giltner winning over Sterling, 25-23, 18-25, 25-23, 23-25, and 15-12. And so Giltner and Stewart will meet up in the championship tomorrow. That starts at 11 o'clock at the Heartland Event Center. Bertrand will play at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here at Grand Island Senior High against Sterling. We'll take a quick 30-second break and wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame after this on 94.5 The Breeze.
High Farm and Bertrand is a very proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to take the time to say great job to the teams and coaches and the very best of luck in tonight's game. High Farms is proud to be from such a great community, full of friendly people amid hardworking athletes. Teamwork is a great lesson to take with you no matter where you go in life. So remember how hard our teams play and remember to enjoy every bit of time you get to play, work, and spend time with your friends and family from High Farms in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the afternoon crowd filing out as the evening crowd probably going to have to wait a little bit. Matches are not going to get started at 6:30 here tonight at Grand Island Senior High. It's going to be crowded around here because they also have the state semifinal football game just outside at Grand Island's Memorial Stadium as the Islanders are going to be hosting Omaha North. Winner of that will advance to the state championship in football. But inside the gymnasium, what a beautiful day for volleyball. Two great matches. Fortunately for the Giltner Hornets, they were able to pull off a 5-set victory. And unfortunately for the Lady Vikings of Bertrand, they lost in 5. So it will be Stewart and Giltner for the state championship. Again, that starts at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at Heartland Events Center, and you'll be able to hear it on Platte River Radio, either on Classic Hits 98.9 or on one of the ESPN radio stations. Be listening for the place that we will have that broadcast tomorrow here on Platte River Radio. So again, what an afternoon of volleyball. It's just a lot of fun to watch these young girls play their hearts out down to every little point for both teams. This afternoon, Stewart getting the win with the 17-15 victory in the fifth set. Earlier, Giltner getting the win in the fifth set. Should be a fun one tomorrow in the championship. Hope you'll join us. For our studio engineer, actually, one thing I do want to quickly set again, Minden, a winner over Columbus Scotus in Class C1. That was 25-22, 25-12, 19-25, and 25-15. So Minden and Kearney Catholic, two Central Nebraska teams, going to square off tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 in the C1 state championship. Also set, Hastings St. Cecilia will be playing tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the state finals. They'll be taking on Freeman. You'll be able to hear that one, I believe, on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And then also Class A, that is also set for tomorrow. That's the 1 o'clock game at Heartland Event Center, Omaha Marion and Millard West. For our studio engineer, Brad B., I'm Larry Kottner. Thanks for listening to a fantastic afternoon of volleyball here on The Breeze, 94.5.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.
KLIQ.